catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know, heading to this Monday morning, August 8th. I'm Reagan Knight, and this is The Point from WUFT News. Last month, the Palm Beach County Commission voted 5-1 to approve plans for an affordable housing complex in the county's agricultural reserve. The vote has environmentalists alarmed as the plans could undermine the reserve's purpose of preserving and enhancing agriculture. WLRN's Danny Rivero spoke with three different people from different angles. The first interview is with Palm Beach County Vice Mayor Greg Weiss about the decision to approve the plans.
Reports and studies have shown that there is a crisis level shortage of affordable housing in Palm Beach County. It's a mixed blessing. I mean, people want to live here, but the reports are showing that we're short about 100,000 units, affordable units, in Palm Beach County. As the board looked at the area, there's 20,000 acres out in the Ag Reserve. It's the only part of our community that had zero workforce housing requirement and also lacked any multifamily unit development. So the board embarked on looking at this, and there was a project that came through, and the board felt that because of its proximity to work center, the plan for the affordable housing units, and also, I did not mention, there's also an institutional use going in there, a daycare center for 120 children. So that this was going to provide a place for workers that can live out in the Ag Reserve area and support the families that live out there, the businesses that are out there, the hospitals that are out there, the schools that are out there.
Heidi Mahaffey, an attorney with the Sierra Club and 1,000 Friends of Florida, also joined us on the South Florida Roundup. I spoke to her about the agricultural reserve and the complications these plans could create for the area.
The law sees a comprehensive plan as a constitution for future development, which means that it has very specific land use regulations, rights and obligations, and restrictions. And the agricultural reserve is a uniquely carved out area in Palm Beach County that requires that there be low density residential, low density commercial to enhance agricultural preservation, environmental and water resources, and open space that will serve the needs of the residents and the farm workers that live there. What our major concern is that this proposal is coming into the Ag Reserve, a low density regulation for development, and requesting density that is similar to the suburban and urban tiers. This particular piece of property is a little bit less than 40 acres, and the approval is for 8 units per acre, when under the current land development regulation, they would only be allowed to develop 7 homes on that property.
I also spoke to Kara Kapp. She's on Palm Beach County's Planning and Advisory Commission and is a senior Everglades programming manager with the National Parks Conservation Association. She spoke about the overall trend of declining farmland and environmental spaces throughout South Florida.
Definitely development threats are nothing new in Palm Beach, in Miami, throughout South Florida. There's an ongoing application right now for a large South Dade Logistics Center that would impact 2 national parks, Everglades National Park and Biscayne National Park in Miami. And from our perspective at National Parks Conservation Association, we're concerned not only about the direct impact of habitat loss, but also the related impacts like loss of water recharge capacity when we develop open space, increased transportation density in the area, increased pollution. So sprawl encroaching on our remaining natural areas is a huge threat. And it's happening at a time when both the state of Florida and the federal government are making a huge investment to restore the Everglades. So when we're seeing at the same time local governments developing away our remaining natural habitat and water recharge areas, it feels like a total misalignment of the taxpayer investing we're making in Everglades restoration.
That was Kara Kapp with the National Parks Conservation Association speaking with me about declining environmental spaces in South Florida. You can hear my full conversation with her, attorney Heidi Mahaffey, and Palm Beach County Vice Mayor Greg Weiss at WLRN.org. I'm Danny Rivero.
That was WLRN's Danny Rivero on the controversial housing complex in Palm Beach County. Now, let's catch you up on today's top stories from around the state. Governor Ron DeSantis on Friday announced the appointment of Judge Renita Francis to the Florida Supreme Court. According to News 4 Jax, Francis was among six finalists sent to DeSantis by the Florida Supreme Court Judicial Nominating Commission this summer, and will replace outgoing Justice Alan Lawson, who will retire from the bench on August 31st. Lawson stepped down more than a decade in advance of Justice's mandatory retirement age. Francis, who will also be the court's first Jamaican-American justice, was the only black nominee on the list presented to the governor this summer. The court has not had a black justice since former Justice Peggy Quince stepped down after reaching a mandatory age of 75 in 2019. Florida's medical board on Friday voted to begin the process of banning gender-affirming medical treatment for youths, a move that comes as Governor Ron DeSantis has become increasingly vocal in his opposition to such therapies. According to Politico, the medical board was following guidance from the Florida Department of Health, which has claimed that there is not enough research and evidence showing such care is safe. However, the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Medical Association support gender-affirming care for adults and adolescents, but medical experts said gender-affirming care for children rarely, if ever, includes surgery. Instead, doctors are more likely to recommend counseling, social transitioning, and hormone replacement therapy. Following his suspension on Thursday, Hillsborough County State Attorney Andrew Warren said in a video message on Sunday that DeSantis is trying to overthrow a democracy in Florida. According to WUSF, DeSantis suspended Warren, citing his previous comments that he would not enforce any current or potential state laws regarding abortion or transgender health care. Warren was replaced by Susan Lopez, a Hillsborough County judge since 2021, to serve as state attorney for the county while Warren serves his suspension. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories in your inbox every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org for more information. I'm Reagan Knight, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Have a great Monday.